This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson again. I am Brett Siegel, otherwise known as the disgruntled millennial. Obviously, that is a self-description. I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm usually free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Except today, something happened very, very recently that I wanted to talk about. It's basically about dykes and Israel. Dykes and Israel. What is that? What do they have to do with each other? Well, a story was broken on the Fox Nation, hat tip, the Daily Wire, Elliot Hamilton. Well, in a stunning display of tolerance and compassion, LGBT marchers in Chicago banned Jewish flags. Well, why would they do that? Only one good reason. They hate the state of Israel. Elliot Hamilton writes, on Saturday, Chicago hosted its annual LGBTQ Pride March, colloquially known as the Chicago Dyke March. Okay, I guess if I called it a dyke march, it would be a hate crime, but I guess they can call themselves whatever they want. Anyway, he continues, the purpose of the march was supposedly to give solidarity to members of the LGBTQ community around the world and to demonstrate one's pride in their identity. However, that celebration of pride did not include proud Jews. According to Haaretz, three individuals who carried Jewish pride flags, flags that had the Star of David placed in the middle of a rainbow pride flag, were banned from the march because people felt unsafe. Some individuals believed that the flag looked similar to the State of Israel's flag, which did not fit the anti-Zionist and pro-Palestinian march. The march organizers also provided the following statement to justify their decision. Yesterday, June 24th, actually I'm going to read this like a dyke. Yesterday on June 24th, the Chicago Dyke March was held. I can't even do that. Let's do this like a real dyke. Yesterday, June 24th, Chicago Dyke March was held in the La Vieta neighborhood to express support for undocumented refugees and immigrant communities under the threat of deportation. Sadly, our celebration of dyke, queer, and trans solidarity was partially overshadowed by our decision to ask three individuals carrying Israeli flags superimposed on rainbow flags to leave the rally. This decision was made after they repeatedly expressed support for Zionism during the conversations with Chicago Dyke March Collective members. We have since learned that at least one of these individuals is registered for a Wider Bridge, an organization with connections to the Israeli state and right-wing pro-Israel interests. A Wider Bridge has been protested for provocative actions at other LGBTQ events and has been condemned by numerous organizations for using Israel's supposed LGBTQ tolerance to pinkwash the violent occupation of the Palestinians. Elliot, of course, writes, never mind that Palestine does not exist and that there is no, quote, occupation of Palestinian territories, the Chicago Dyke March further claimed that their actions targeting proud Jews holding pride flags, holding Jewish pride flags, did not constitute anti-Semitism. Representatives from the Chicago Dyke March Collective continue. They say, the Chicago Dyke March Collective is explicitly not anti-Semitic. We are anti-Zionist. The Chicago Dyke March Collective supports the liberation of Palestine and all oppressed people everywhere. From Palestine to Mexico, border walls have got to go. And Elliot continues, ironically, the so-called liberation of Palestine means the total annihilation of the Jewish state. While the marchers claim that their actions were specifically anti-Zionist and not anti-Semitic, the march organizers still banned openly proud Jews from expressing themselves simply because it seemed like a pro-Israel stance. One of the organizers, Eleanor Shoshani Anderson, told Haaretz the following. The Dyke March is supposed to be intersectional. I don't know why my identity is excluded from that. I felt that as a Jew, I am not welcome here. Laura Grauer, who is a member of the organization A Wider Bridge, also told Haaretz that she hoisted the flag for over a decade during the Dyke March without any incidents. In a vain attempt to only seem like critics of Israel, the Chicago Dyke March promulgated the genocidal narrative of Palestinian Arab terrorist governments, implicitly called for Israel's destruction, kicked openly proud LGBTQ Jews out of a pride march, and then had the chutzpah, to claim that they care for oppressed people everywhere, while expelling the most targeted religious community in the United States. Not anti-Semitic? Yeah, right. We got to give a special hat tip over to the Daily Wire. Elliot Hamilton, he is on fire over there. Fox Nation just continuously picks up his articles. And he's making quite a name for himself over there at the Daily Wire under the tutelage of the great Ben Shapiro, of course. Now, one of the craziest things about this whole debate is just the idea that the Israelis, the Jews, are somehow genocidal in some way. Now, we don't do ourselves any favors by pretending like this is Israel versus the Palestinians. No, this is Islam versus the modern world. They are screaming it from the rooftops, and the sooner we realize it, the better.
Hi, I'm here to sign up for ISIS.
You have come up to the wrong booth, boy. We are recruiting for CARE, an Islamic peace group. What does this look like to you? Some sort of gay pride parade?
I understand your oppression. I'm an ally.
Boy, get out of here before I decapitate you on camera. Peacefully, of course. This is a Muslim-only safe space.
I am a Muslim. I converted yesterday. I'm a genderqueer Muslim, okay?
I would do anything. And I mean anything.
You would do anything now, would you? Okay, right this way.
Oh, goody.
Ahmed, we have a live one. Get the device.
Ooh, I like devices.
Okay, now take off your shirt for a moment.
Ooh, my God.
All right, strap it on like this. Yes,
like that tickles.
Ahmed, activate the device.
Ooh, is this a vibrating device?
Okay, my gay friend. You see that elementary school over there?
Yes, of course. There's kids playing and dancing and laughing and frolicking with joy.
Yes. Now go over there. Walk into the middle of the school. Throw your arms out into the air like you just made sweet love to Aisha and scream, Allahu Akbar!
Wait a minute, that seems a little strange.
Now, you did say you would do anything to help liberate the oppressed Muslim race, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, this is what needs to be done. It's totally safe. Go for it.
Well, okay.
Allahu Akbar, kids!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Salutations, this is Brett Siegel filling in for the great Kevin Jackson. You are listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am always broadcasting to you not live from my safe space down in Florida, but today I broadcast to you live where I am always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And today I wanted to play a little cut from an interview I had with a man named Barry Nussbaum. He is the director of the American Truth Project. It's an organization that tries to shed light on our relationship with Israel and all that good stuff. We were just talking a few minutes ago about anti-Semitism in the leftist movement, which is completely normal for those people. They really, really love their anti-Semitism. Anytime they can bash Israel or criticize Israel and lie about Israel, they will do that. And this entire Women's March, the whole entire reason that these lesbians were told to leave the Women's March was because of their support for Israel, their support as Jews, which just goes to show you this whole, you know, we are the world, we are the love Trump's hate, this whole lesbian thing that we hear at the Women's March about love trumping hate, it's absolutely not real. It doesn't exist. It's made up. They're making it up so they can pretend like they're good people when they're actually, you know, they're actually criticizing the only country in the Middle East where gays are tolerated. You can get thrown off a building for being gay. Now, I think it's really healthy that we understand where all this animus has come from the left. Why is it that the left is so interested in condemning Israel every single chance that they get? Why is it that the left is so interested in protecting the Palestinian territories, which, you know, have proved relentlessly over and over again that they are willing and ready to basically wipe every Jew off of the face of the planet? And why is it that the left doesn't talk about this? Why is it that the left is so silent about this this oppressed group of people? There are only 14 million Jews in the world. Everyone's like, oh, well, not all Muslims are bad. There's a 1.6 billion Muslims. 1.6 billion versus 14 million people, and they're saying that the Jews are oppressing the Muslims, that the Jews are oppressing the Palestinians? Give me a break. I don't buy it. In any decently run genocide, those numbers would be switched around. In fact, Palestinians, Arabs, the Muslims have been out for Jewish destruction since the very beginning, since 1400 years ago. And I think it's really important that we understand some of the history that surrounds Israel in order that we sort of really understand the motivation behind why these women, why these lesbians were told to leave a march for lesbians. Because they were holding a Jewish flag with a rainbow. It reminded them of the state of Israel. And even that's so triggering. Israel is so oppressive that it triggers people to want that just the Star of David, even if they're an ally, a lesbian gay ally with the rainbow, Star of David with the rainbow flag, they're still going to criticize him. They're still going to tell him to leave. Let's hear a little bit from this interview I had with Barry Nussbaum. He is a great commentator. We are going to listen to him for just a few minutes. And he's going to describe to us why it's so important, why we need an embassy in Jerusalem. Did Donald Trump overestimate his negotiating skills? Because a lot of folks go in there thinking there's got to be an easy solution for this. They go in there and then they succumb to the same exact pressures that the previous presidents had succumbed to. And now we're kind of dealing with the same thing. And it makes Trump kind of look bad, if you ask me.
Yeah, you know, that's the smartest question I've been asked in quite some time. So well done. Unfortunately, the answer, Brett, is not as easy to puke out as the question is. Presidents have succumbed over and over again. Bush made it a really strong promise and bailed on it, and so did President Clinton. Obama, forget it. I never had any hopes for him.
Right.
But in terms of being able to rely on the word of an incoming president, I truly believed, as you did, that Trump would honor his word. The problem is that presidents in the White House get sold on this narrative that's complete fiction, that if you give in to the Palestinian demands, they will come and make peace.
Right.
And yet, every time, and go back before 67, they've been offered their own state every single time they've declined it, because they don't want a two-state solution. They want a one-state solution. And the model that they go by, and there's an Arabic saying, which I don't speak Arabic, but I know the translation, our homeland from the river to the sea. And
right.
What that means is from the Jordan River all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. That's the Palestinian homeland. That's where it shows on their flags. That's where it's taught in schools. That's what their diplomats talk about. And every speech, Abu Mazen, the prime minister and president of the Palestinian Authority, when he makes his speeches in Arabic, of course, that's what he refers to.
Right.
And somehow, and I don't know the inside story, although I'm on my way to finding out from some contacts we have, why Trump got talked into that same BS narrative, which is just not true. As if they move the embassy to Jerusalem, and by the way, Brett, they have the land picked out, it would go into West Jerusalem, which has always been Jewish, mm-hmm. even between 67 and 1948. So we wouldn't disrupt any Arabs. Even if the thing was moved, there would be no chance of peace, because the Arabs can't make peace. Because the narrative within the Arab community is, we will liberate Palestine.
Right. Yeah, well, to me that lays waste to the idea that Israeli settlements are somehow an impediment to peace. You know, the rhetoric is such that they don't want any Jews there at all, period. They don't want any Jews there at all. I mean, it's obvious from the way that they don't allow Jews into their own countries. There's maybe barely any Jews in the Middle East besides in Israel proper. But, you know, it sort of lays waste to this idea that they're even interested in peace at all. Now, why do you think it's so difficult for our leaders to sort of understand and to make a distinction between the two sides? Because Israel has shown time and time again that it is willing to give up just a little bit more of the land. They're inching towards the Mediterranean. And unfortunately, we don't see any reciprocal actions from the Palestinians other than to keep on lobbing bombs over the wall and to keep on building tunnels and to dig underneath Israel so that they can kill and murder Jews in their kibbutzes and run them down on the street and mow them down and stab them with knives. And things just keep on getting worse. Why is it that we can't make a distinction between these two sides? Why do they have to be equally moral in order for us to sort of wrap our heads around the Middle East conflict?
Oh, man, you've got two big ones in a row now, so you get an A-plus on questioning.
Thank you.
These are the questions that don't make any sense to rational people in the West. I had a very, very long meeting with the prime minister some years ago, and this was when Bibi was out of the office during that period, and we talked about Gaza for some length, and he said, you know, the plan to give the land back to the Palestinians, according to the world, will create instant peace. Because if there's not a Jew in Gaza and all the settlements are dismantled, then this will be the test case.
That's a little clip from my interview with Barry Nussbaum from the American Truth Project. You can get them at americantruthproject.org. You probably are dying to know what happened when Israel tried land for peace several times with the Palestinians. Because these lesbian marchers need to know exactly what it is they're supporting. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am guest hosting for you today. My name is Brett Siegel, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And I am also known as the disgruntled millennial. You might have seen me online. You might have seen me doing interviews with the likes of Alex Epstein, David Horowitz, Alan West, you know, all those big heavy hitters in the conservative movement. I also interviewed somebody else who's very influential in the conservative movement as it relates to American relations with Israel. His name is Barry Nussbaum. He is the director for the American Truth Project, and he has a lot to say about what's going on, because this whole business with the Dyke March, the lesbian march, where they basically shut out three gay people who had the audacity, who had the temerity to stick a Star of David on their rainbow flags to represent Judaism during this gay march. Of course, since the left doesn't even know when to quit. The left doesn't even know when they are eating their own. So what they did was they basically shunned this gay trio from the march because, well, you know, if you support Israel, if you support the Jews, then you support Israel. And if you support Israel, then that means you support Zionism. And if you support Zionism, then that means you don't support the Palestinians, because the Palestinians want Israel wiped off of the map. Now, many times throughout history, Israel has tried a land for peace approach to their foreign policy when it comes to the Palestinians. Land for peace. In other words, we will give you land, just don't bomb us. That's it. Just don't bomb us. Now, how does appeasement work with your child? When your child is misbehaving, you say, here, have some candy. If your child misbehaves, you give them candy, what do they want to do even more? They want even more candy, and they want to misbehave even more. No incentive. No incentive to do any better. And that is basically the foreign policy as it relates to Israel from the United States. The United States has gotten caught up in this narrative that Israel is somehow an occupying force for the Palestinians. They're occupying their land, even though Israelis gave back the entire Gaza Strip. The only people that have been forcibly removed from their homes were Israelis removed from Gaza. When the Israeli government decided to give the entire Gaza Strip to the Palestinians. You want to talk about apartheid? There are no Jews in Gaza. There are no Jews in Gaza. Are there Palestinians roaming around Israel proper? Of course. Who do you think's trying to stab everyone? Well, there are a lot of places in Israel where the Palestinians and the Israelis live peacefully, but let's not pretend that Israel is some sort of occupying force. Now, this is generally what we would expect from the left. Take the most violent group of people in the land, call them oppressed, blame it on white people or Jews, and there you have yourself a narrative.
And now these dyke lesbian marches are basically eating their own. What, you don't think there are gay Jews out there? You don't think there are gay Israelis out there? Gay people who support Israel? That's really, really sad and disgusting. But you know what? I really like it when this kind of stuff happens. Because, you know, although I feel bad for those three people who were kicked out of the march, it really displays how despicable and disgusting these people are. It really displays how they truly don't care. As much as they like to posture, as much as they like to peacock about how good of what good people they are, their true colors seem to show through. Their true colors always show through. They don't care about Israelis getting stabbed by Palestinians. You don't see Israelis over in the Gaza Strip trying to stab the Palestinians. You just don't see it. Because Jews don't need the Palestinians gone in order for them to live. The Palestinians need the Israelis gone in order for them to live. Why? Because of Islam. Islam is the ideology behind this. And since Islam is basically the holy grail of Marxist oppression, for some reason, I don't know, I mean, 1.6 billion people, white people are oppressing every Muslim, 1.6 billion Muslims. Yeah, and there's only 14 million Jews left in the entire world, 6 million in Israel, and the rest of them are scattered throughout the world. Wow, this is the worst genocide I can possibly think of. If this is what an Israeli genocide looks like, the Palestinians, the Arabs, the Muslims should welcome an Israeli genocide. It's so ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous. It just gets me so angry because, you know, like, people can't see what's right in front of them. You know, they say, oh, well, black people are disproportionately put in jail. There is a disproportionate number of black people in jail. And you say, well, it's black-on-black crime. Here are the statistics to prove it. They call that a trope, a talking point, used to demonize black people. But then you say the same thing about the Muslims. You use the exact same logic. Well, there's a disproportionate number of Muslims in the world than there are Jews. Very, very disproportionate. 1.6 billion versus 14 million. 1.6 billion versus 14 million. And Black Lives Matter comes out and says, white people are killing black people. It's terrorism. It's genocide. Use your same logic, Black Lives Matter. Use your same logic, Women's March. Use your same logic, Linda Sarsour. And let's talk about Islam versus Judaism. How about that? Use your same logic. Turn it around. 1.6 billion Muslims versus 14 million Jews. I'll let you do the math.
Now, what was supposed to happen based on the plan as negotiated between then Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and the Palestinian Authority was when the Jews pulled out and they dismantled their factories and they took down all of their facilities that they built and they dug up the cemeteries and they bulldozed the synagogue.
All right, stop it right there. All right, you hear that? In order to create peace with the Palestinians, the Israelis bulldozed their own synagogues, dug up their cemeteries, so they could appease the Muslims, the Palestinians. And you want to accuse Israel of being an apartheid state? The Palestinians can't even have dead Jewish people there, buried in the ground? If that doesn't make you sick to your stomach, you've got something seriously wrong with your moral compass. Okay, play the clip.
It was a very serious amount of work to do it.
Right.
That peace would reign in the South. So what happened? Within a very short period of time, there was an election promoted by the United States, which was catastrophic for both Israel and the Palestinians because a terror group took over in an election. There will never be another election in Gaza because they don't think that way. They will hold on to power until they're dead. And when I mean dead, I mean all the leadership. So what happened? They got the land they wanted. They negotiated the boundaries they asked for. They got everything they requested. And then they launched a war, which still goes on to this day. And it doesn't make much news, Brett, but they're still launching missiles over the border. They're still digging tunnels under the border. It has never gone away. And international outcry is actually growing probably because of Trump and Trump making a big deal about it, that a vast majority of the money that's paid into Gaza for relief is being diverted to build cement-lined tunnels, Katyusha rockets, and the longer-range rockets that can reach all the way to the outskirts of Tel Aviv. The worst thing Israel could have done was give them Gaza.
Right.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if there was a true land swap on the West Bank? And if you've been there, Israel is so narrow, you can literally fly across Israel from the Green Line to the Mediterranean Sea in about a minute and a half. It's that close. And all of Israel would be within rocket fire of more maniacs similar to the ones in Gaza.
Yes, maniacs. And that is what they are. These Palestinian terrorists, the people who these Dyke March ladies are supporting, they're a bunch of bad hombres. Very, very, very bad hombres. There are pictures of stores in Gaza where they sell, like, terrorism gear. They sell the face masks and the knives, and they put the mannequins up with the knife being wielded against the Jews. They teach it in their textbooks, hatred for the Jews. They teach it in their textbooks here. Any kind of feminist study, gender study, intersectional feminism, they're going to teach you about the have-nots, the haves and the have-nots, the oppressed and the oppressors. Now, in their point of view, the Palestinians are the oppressed. The Palestinians are the ones who are being oppressed over there. When the way it looks to me is that they're just a bunch of spoiled, bratty kids who are just begging for candy and misbehaving, and all we keep doing is appeasing their terror. We keep appeasing their bad behavior. Now I want to say, great job, Dyke March. You picked the side that wants to kill you.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. We are back. You have tuned into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, also known as the Disgruntled Millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in Northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we spoke just a few minutes ago about a special lesbian dyke gay pride parade in Chicago, where a person who was holding up a rainbow flag with a Jewish Star of David on it was told to leave. And today we are here. We have a very special guest. We are here with Elliot Hamilton, a staff writer for the Daily Wire. His articles have been featured on Fox Nation several times. He's pretty much on fire these days. All of his articles get lots and lots of traction. And we were talking about this before, and we are going to go right to the horse's mouth. We're going to go right to the source and discuss this strange incident of the left sort of eating itself, you know, like sort of, you know, where the different oppressed groups start to attack each other. Well, you know, feminists pretty much ruin absolutely everything. They ruined Feel the Burn, and now they've ruined rainbows.
And when you ruin rainbows, you know everything is messed up. Hey, how's it going, Elliot? Thanks for coming on the show today, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We've been doing this for like 2 years now, so why not continue some more?
Right. Just a little bit closer to the mic, if you could.
Oh, of course. Sorry.
Okay, so let's start from square one. Tell us what happened at the Chicago Dyke Parade. They can call themselves dykes, so I guess we can call them dykes too. Talk a little bit about what happened and why it's so important that we recognize this flagrant anti-Semitism going on within the leftist women's march movement.
So the Chicago Dyke March is an annual LGBTQ pride march that happens every June in Chicago. And they hosted their parade in a very low-income neighborhood on Saturday. And all these different people came out to support the LGBTQ movement. Fine, peaceable assembly, no problems there. And then all of a sudden, there were three individuals who were carrying pride flags with a Star of David, a Jewish Star of David, superimposed onto the rainbow flag. And that triggered a handful of people, and those three individuals were asked to leave. And that caught a lot of fire from a lot of people, especially within the Jewish community, because the only reason why these three people were banned was because they were carrying a flag that just happened to have the Jewish Star of David on it. So that's the controversy in a nutshell.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, as usual, the leftists, they love Jews as long as they're willing to sign a contract that says that they would gladly insert a can of Cyclone B into a gas chamber and kill a bunch of them. Why do you think it is that these feminists don't even allow the Jews, the people who support Israel, a place, might I add, where gay and lesbian and transgendered rights they actually exist there, you know, as opposed to other places in the Middle East? Why do you think that leftists are so anti-Semitic, I guess, for lack of a better word?
Well, unfortunately, it's because intersectionality in its bastardized form, when you really cut down to the crux of it, all intersections somehow relate themselves to Zionism and to the state of Israel. Colonialism, they claim Israel is colonialist. Racist, they'll claim it's that. Sexist, bigot, homophobe, oh my God. And then they talk about Islamophobia and all these other phobias that I can't list with all 10 fingers of my hand. It's ridiculous. So because they view Zionism as just the epitome of all evil and evil incarnate, they can't imagine bringing Jews who support the state of Israel and Jewish Zionists taking on this role of being an ally for the LGBTQ community. And unfortunately, a lot of the things that the LGBTQ movement stand for when it came to gay marriage, when it came to adoption rights, when it came to like all these equal rights that they were arguing was there fundamentally in the Constitution of the United States, where it really wasn't enumerated in any way, shape, or form, when the left co-opted that and tried helping out the LGBTQ movement in all the ways it needed help at the time, then that's when the left started to co-opt narrative and say, okay, so as members of the LGBTQ community, this is what you believe in. And one of the central tenets of progressivism, social justice, and leftism is a disgusting hatred of the Jewish state in Israel. And it all goes back to this really nasty narrative, which is false, that the evil colonial Zionists occupied and colonized the historical land of Palestine from these indigenous Palestinians. It is a falsehood. It is a really, really ridiculous falsehood. It is grand larceny of the Jewish narrative in a nutshell.
Right.
Yet these people stand by it and will defend these genocidal terrorists like Yasser Arafat, Mahmoud Abbas, Khaled Mashal, and Ismail Haniyeh to the end of it, and say that, oh, being liberating Palestine means just freeing a people who are oppressed and colonized, blah, 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 without recognizing, of course, that these people that they are lauding have called for the annihilation of the Jewish state and in some cases called for the outright genocide of the Jewish people.
That's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, to me, it stems from a general disdain for Western civilization, for basic Judeo-Christian values that sort of guide places like America and Israel and have made these places the most free places in the world. Now, leftists, I mean, on face, it doesn't look like some of these organizations would get along with each other. But I guess if, you know, the enemy of your enemy is your friend, even if the Muslims can't stand the Jews, can't stand the gays, well, they're going to unite for the greater cause of destroying Western civilization and trying to take it down one pillar at a time. And this sort of narrative has bled into college campuses across the country. And you have a particular experience with this sort of anti-Semitism on campus, which now has sort of bled out into the world, where the leftist narrative has basically co-opted the LGBTQ movement and sort of sent the Jews packing, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. And that's been the case, and that's how I kind of got my name out there, was fighting these fascistic bastards.
Right, Elliot, the fighting Jew. Now, one of the things that they are going to say is, we're not anti-Semitic. We're anti-Zionist. Now, let's just give that rationale just a little bit of airtime, so we can sort of debunk it and understand why it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, where do we begin? I mean, it's one of those weird, annoying things regarding Israel and the narrative. You really want me to go through this all? Okay, I'll see what I can do. I'll hit the
bullet points.
I'll hit the main points. Occupation. A lot of the common narrative, of course, is that that Israel occupies Palestine, quote unquote, which doesn't exist, or they occupy the Palestinian land. Well, here's the issue regarding the laws of occupation. The laws of occupation they come from the Hague Convention of 1907, and specifically from Articles 42 and 43. And I'm not going to read out the text verbatim for both 42 and 43, but it can best be summarized in a 12-word sentence. Possession of the territory of the legitimate power by the occupying power, meaning that an occupying power has to possess the territory of a, quote, legitimate power. That calls the question, was there a legitimate power known as Palestine back in 1948 and in 1967 when the Six-Day War occurred? The answer is no. People don't realize that Palestine, as it was defined back in the early 20th century, was the name of a region, and it was the name of a region for a considerably long time. It was a region coined by the Romans in 135 A.D., as after the Bar Kokhba revolt, to rename the land of Judea, the Jewish people's homeland, after their long-hated rival, the Philistines, by calling it Palestine. And since then, Palestine was a region that was encompassed in God knows how many different occupying nations and tribes and empires, etc. So whether it was the Crusaders, the Byzantines, the Umayyads, the Ottomans, and then eventually the British, there was never a legitimate state where there was a sovereign government or a sovereign leader of the region for ever since the name Palestine was actualized by the Romans. So by that definition, there was no legitimate state of Palestine. There was no legitimate power of Palestine. So how, legally speaking, can Israel occupy a place or a state that has never existed ever?
All right, so we're gonna take that. We got a hard break coming up. We're gonna take the rest of this in the next segment. We will be right back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.